Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Level three. This is Sports Rage. What's up, SoCal? The Mightier 1090 in the house here this evening. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Tony Finn. We got Tony for a couple of more minutes here, and we'll let him prep because I know he's got a lot of work to do. Full slate of basketball. So, Tony, we're in the ACC now. We got a couple of minutes left. Duke Blue Devils take on the Virginia Cavalier team. We were just talking about they got smoked by Florida State. How do you think Virginia are going to respond here? And of course, Johnson opts out with the Duke Blue Devils. You know, it's a short price here. Tough game, but my gut tells me Virginia do bounce back and Virginia wins the game. How do you feel?
I agree 100%. Listen, Duke is not, they're not playing very well. When they do play well, all of a sudden everyone thinks, hey, Duke's back. They've woke up. They, you know, they discovered the fountain of Coach K's richness. It's just not the case. This isn't a team that's equipped to go into Virginia or anywhere and play with them for 40 minutes. I like Virginia.
You know, the Virginia Cavaliers, very, very hot team. They run into a power in Florida State. All right, Tony, so is there a game that I didn't get to? Is there a game I didn't throw at you that you want to share with us that you're taking a look at?
Well, I didn't speak to it, but I'll say that I do like you talked about this Kansas team tomorrow laying that short number against Tech. I like them at Allen Fieldhouse tomorrow. And one of the other games that I really like, I'll tell you right now, it's a dangerous game. Probably get onto. I don't like laying this kind of a number, but what I do like is two things. I like this Alabama team tomorrow in Tuscaloosa against the Vandy team led by the once great. Well, still probably, I guess he would still be great, right? These kids are playing hard for their coach, but they're not going to. Jerry Stackhouse can't go on the court and play. So Alabama's going to win by 20 plus. I mentioned in my write-up that you need to be aware of that, but I like them. And finally, it's Syracuse. Listen, Notre Dame has played really well. They can't go into the Carrier Dome and beat this Syracuse team. I like Syracuse minus the 3.
I'm looking at LSU here. We got to get out of here, Tony, but seems to be short. Auburn's blow. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Gabe. Good luck tomorrow.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Go on, you stupid horse. I got my last 10 bucks on you. No, don't look at me. Run! No, don't come over here. Oh, boy.
the Late Night Anger Management Class. Thanks to Tony Finn for stepping up and with us. We've got Christian Winfield from the New York Daily News. He's traveling with the Brooklyn Nets. He's kind of lucky. Gets away from the East Coast. I understand there's snow everywhere, and of course there's snow in Texas. And so, yeah, a little programming note actually for us. On Sunday night, we will not be live. Unfortunately, we will not be live on Sunday night, but you will hear the soothing sounds of Morenci nevertheless, as we will have a best of running. And when we say a best of, basically, you know, a lot of our content is gaming related, and we're talking about current games. And, you know, when people tuning in on Sunday, I don't want them to be tuning in to listen to me talk about like the Super Bowl from 2 weeks ago or from you know, some Clippers game and a bad beat or whatnot. So we've got some great stuff, though, you know, that we've compiled over the week, basically. You know, Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Talk, if you missed it. We got Pete Yiannopoulos. We talk NBA All-Star Game and the All-Star rosters, which we don't really have a lot of time to talk about now. Why would we? It's still weeks away, right? So, you know, a lot of stuff. Jason B. Takafen, baseball contracts, Dodgers, Padres, and the budget, the burgeoning rivalry. So we've got a lot of good stuff for you on Sunday night. And the reason that we're not on, actually, is weather-related. All right, it is weather related. As far as we have one of, you know, we've got headquarters everywhere. We've got antennas everywhere. You know, of course, the Mightier 1090 in Mexico, in San Diego, etc. In Southern California, the headquarters in New York City. You know, we've got Los Angeles. We've got the TV people in Kansas City. But I was unaware of this, but our radio affiliate towers, of course, happen to be, you guessed it, Texas. All right, so our radio affiliates have been shut down. Some of them have been shut down. They're frozen, like everything is in ice, essentially. And getting, you know, restoring radio signals is not the highest priority right now when people, you know, it's a lot of people, 15 million people don't have power in Texas. Right now. So long story short, we will be back live Monday, Game Time Decisions. So Sunday night, it will be a best of the best of you. All right. So we've got the UFC and Matthias, of course, in Los Angeles, big UFC fan. What's your best bet tomorrow for the UFC card, Matthias?
Lots of good fights, man. And you know what? This is a fight for the underdog. So there's a lot of great value for underdogs that maybe shouldn't have so much value on them. But my favorite pick is not an underdog. Well, now he's not an underdog. Now he's favored to win. But earlier in the week, he was an underdog. And that's at -125, Nate Landwehr. I love raging Nate over Julian Arosa. Nate was an M1 champion in Russia. He crossed over, was knocked out to Herbert Burns in his first UFC fight, but then had a major rebound against Darren Elkins, which really showed his true colors. Nate Landwehr comes to fight, and Julian Arosa has a broken chin, and that chin has been broken since Artem Lobov knocked him out in The Ultimate Fighter. He's never recovered from that broken chin, and I don't expect this fight to go his way against Nate Landwehr, who has a great chin, but it will go forward the entire fight. This guy is a crazy fighter, Nate Landwehr. Really excited to see him back in the octagon this Saturday against Julian Arosa. I like Chaz Skelly at +200 as well over Jamal Emmers. I think Chaz Skelly gets his fight to the ground and makes life on the ground for hell for Jamal Emmers. That's going to be a fun one as well. Also, Luis Pena at +150 over Jakar Close. I expect Luis Pena to get a big-time win this weekend. I don't know why his value is at +150. That's more of a pick'em for me. Luis Pena is a more superior boxer in there, and they're going to be throwing it down.
I'll tell you what, looking at the main event, it's a big price, heavyweights, big price for some big boys. Curtis Blaydes and Derek Lewis. Right now, Blaydes is -450. Derek Lewis is +350. I'll tell you here, you know, people look at the heavyweights all the time and assume there's going to be a quick knockout. Not so. Not in my opinion here. I wish, you know, listen, the odds are what they are here. You know, it's minus 186 right now to the over 1.5. But I think there's a chance this fight goes the distance, bro. And it goes the distance is plus 280. I will bet the over 1.5, Matthias. It looks like I'm going to have to parlay it. I'll figure out how to approach it. But I'm just saying for those of you out there, as far as the main event is concerned, over under 1.5 rounds, minus 185. I think it goes over, bro.
I like it over 1.5, too. Curtis Blaydes is going to get this fight to the ground. He already told everybody he's going to take it to the ground, which I completely understand. Why would you want to stand in the middle against Derek Lewis? It just takes one to go, you know, to be done with Derek Lewis. You know, that's one of the heaviest punchers in the heavyweight division. But the question is really going to be, can Derek Lewis defend the takedown? And that's really been his Achilles heel in the UFC, is protecting the takedown. And Curtis Blaydes, you know, Dana White doesn't like Curtis Blaydes because every single one of his fights are not for the fan favorite. You know, he's going to take this fight to the ground. He's going to sit on you. He's going to hit you behind the head. He's going to keep you down for 5 rounds. And he doesn't give a squat what he does in there. As long as he wins, that's all he cares about. And he always lets the fans know. Every single time that Curtis Blaydes is in a fight week, he lets everybody know, I'm going to take this fight to the ground. Change the channel if you don't want to watch. Get ready for
a ground pound
by me.
Yeah, but that's why exactly. That's why people like don't love him, right? Even though he's such a great fighter. I'll tell you what here, man. I'm looking at this card, and so he's 43 years old. The boa constrictor, Alexei Oleinik. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm looking at the line here. I'm looking at the line, and Chris Daukaus is not a fighter like Oleinik is 43, guys, but we're talking about a dude who's been there with everybody, and you know, he just beat Fabricio Werdum. He beat Morris Green. You look at his losses to Derek Lewis. All right, fine. Walt Harris, okay. Alistair Overeem. We're talking about a man that beat Mark Hunt, Junior Albini, Travis Brown. You know, we go back, Jared Rosholt. This guy's been around forever. He's been fighting. When was this guy's first fight? God, you got to scroll down a long time here.
A long time ago, Gabe.
1996. 1996, his first pro fight. There ain't nothing Daukaus is going to do. And I don't think Daukaus knocks him out, bro. And Oleinik, man, once he gets you, you're done. I think we got a live dog here. Yeah, we got a live dog.
Absolutely. You know, Alexei Oleinik is almost, the line's a little disrespectful if you ask me. This guy has fought the best of the best. Look at his last 3 fights. Derek Lewis, Fabricio Werdum, Maurice Green, Walt Harris, Alistair Overeem. Those are his last 5 fights. We're talking about top-notch heavyweight fighters here, and he nearly won a lot of those fights against Walt Harris. That one didn't go very well for him, but man, you look at that Derek Lewis fight. He that was a close fight. He had him in the first round. The constrictor is a dangerous guy, and yeah, a lot of love for Daukaus right now, and that's kind of weird because we know that Daukaus is going to try to go forward and knock you out. We saw Daukaus' value explode because of that big-time knockout win that he had over Nascimento in his previous fight. And let us not forget that he was actually a big underdog in that fight against Nascimento. Kind of crazy how one big win against a nobody could make you a favorite against a guy like Alexei Oleinik. That's kind of nuts.
Another interesting fight here is Phil Haas. Phil Haas. So big-time puncher. The updated number right now. Where is it, Phil Haas? Minus 130. He said minus 130, Phil Haas. All right, we've got Christian Winfield stepping up. And yeah, but Oleinik is a live dog, guys. Plus 160 right now at FanDuel. Daukaus is good, but he hasn't faced like this level of competition before. And I think the common fan, listen, people have seen Daukaus. He's fought a lot in these bubbles in the pandemic. And Oleinik, people look and go, oh, look, he's a pale old Russian dude. He's 43 years old. Yeah, he'll shove your ass in a second.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. You know what? We talked a lot about Trevor Bauer after his contract and how they basically revolutionized what a great job Rich Aluba did getting Trevor Bauer the money that she did from a team as good as the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, you know, he's the only guy that's going to be making $40 million in a year, you know, this year, and first guy to make $40 million and all that other stuff. And, you know, there's baggage that comes along with Trevor Bauer. And I like Trevor Bauer, and I love the Dodgers. I mean, I'm a lifelong Dodger fan, and I'm not young. So I'm glad that the Dodgers signed Trevor Bauer. I don't, you know what I mean? The Dodgers, you saw in the World Series, it was pretty dicey with the arms. As good as the Dodgers' arms are, it was getting thin there with Gonsolin and just hoping for the best for an inning and two and stuff like that. You can't live like that, all right? So, and you look at what San Diego has done. Los Angeles didn't really have a choice, quite frankly, but to make a move and get another arm in here. So, I like the signing. But what I don't like is the baggage that comes along with it. And we all know about it. We all know about it. But there's a difference between, all right, dude, you want to film something on Instagram Live or Periscope right now. I get it. Okay, fine. And he told teams, listen, I'm going to do videos and I'm going to do my own, you know, podcast and, you know, video blog, etc. And like he told teams before, I am going to be on social media. I plan on filming things this year. You know what I'm saying? And baseball, I like that. I don't have a problem with that. We need that. But what we don't need is him commenting about Fernando Tatis's contract the other day and the agency. All right? And the agency that did the deal. There's a rule in sport that you don't talk about another man's, and I guess in life, you don't talk about another man's money. It's none of your business. All right? It's our business as a sports talk show host to dissect Fernando Tatis's junior's contract. You as a player on a rival, it's not your concern. Right? Like, the thing I've got, my beef with Trevor Bauer already is, so look, damn night one before even the press conference, he complained about Dodger fans harassing him for an autograph. You just moved to Hollywood. You're from L.A., bro. You know better. You just moved back there, joined the World Series Los Angeles Dodgers, champions. And you're crying and bitching? That's why you signed with the Dodgers, because they're famous and they're big. You know, these guys, oh, you don't like it in Cleveland, you know, Cincinnati, what I want to be on a winner. So now you're on a winner, but you don't like the responsibilities that come with a winner. Yeah, that's the thing, bro. When you play for the Cincinnati Reds, people won't, like, bother you in a hotel lobby. You play for the Los Angeles Dodgers, they do. Get deal with it. All right, so he bitches before even the press conference. Then it's about, like, the money. He's always on Twitter. And the thing is, your stats are the same as Tanner Roark, all right? And you're not a World Series champion. The Dodgers are. You're joining us. You know what I mean? And another thing is, you look at the Dodger players, guys. The Dodger players have fun. And, they're known as being cocky. But they have fun. But, you know, they don't talk about other teams. They don't talk about other players. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need Trevor Bauer talking about San Diego's players, bro. You haven't even been part of this rivalry. Right? So, like, he's pissing me off already, man. And now I see Trevor Bauer trolls Noah Syndergaard on Twitter. Like, really? Like, really, bro? Like, do you ever freaking stop? Like, do you ever shut up? You're worse than a troll in our chat. So, Trevor Bauer, and as the story goes, arguably most, Major League Baseball's most online pitcher. Trevor Bauer's on Twitter more than Rex Chapman is. Called out Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard for what the new Dodgers player determined to be disfaceful comments towards fans. All right, so it's where does this end? So Bauer, you are the same guy that just complained about fans bothering you in a hotel. All right, so does it ever end? Like, does it ever end? Like, the season has not started yet. The season has not started yet. So you've called out fans. You've gotten into San Diego. You've gotten into a rival's. You've gotten into a rival's business about his contract, and now you're calling out another pitcher on a team who you sold hats of on your website, insinuating that you were about to sign with them. And I'll tell you what, I sat next to Noah Syndergaard at an NBA game once. Knicks and Bulls, courtside. All the celebrities are there. You know, Pete Davidson, the weird dude from Saturday Night Live. Noah Syndergaard. Noah Syndergaard is a big-ass dude. They don't call him Thor for nothing. I'm telling you, I was a couple of feet away from the guy, and I was like, holy crap, I can't imagine this guy 60 feet away from me throwing a baseball. Like, the guy is big. All right, so, you know, I don't have a problem with Trevor Bauer's comments. So I'm not judging Bauer's Twitter feuds, okay? I'm not judging anyone's Twitter feuds. I don't care what he says on Twitter. But it's one thing to be on Twitter. It's one thing to be on social media. It's another thing to be constantly calling out players on other teams and starting feuds. And that, you know, Trevor Bauer is reminding me of a dude that goes out with a bunch of his tough buddies and runs his mouth and won't be there to back it up. And then his buddies are going to have to be there to back it up. That's what I see here. That's how I feel like Trevor Bauer with the Dodgers. Like, you keep running your mouth and it's like, bro, you haven't even been a Dodger. You're not even on the damn team yet for real. You're making more money than anyone on the team, and you're not even that good. You're okay. But I said at the time of the signing, that the real all-star here, is Rachel Luba, his agent. And should Fernando Tatis have gotten a bit different money and whatever, you know, yeah, whatever, yes. Yes, yes, and no, and it is what it is, and all, and everything else in between. Fernando Tatis isn't an eight-time All-Star. San Diego took a pretty giant-ass big leap of faith, guys. He just got, like, Mookie Betts, Mike Trout money, all right? So, if I'm Trevor Bauer, like, that's the thing. Like, Trevor Bauer, are you more concerned, Trevor Bauer, with making the most money and trolling other players' contracts and trolling Noah Syndergaard? What are you worried about Noah Syndergaard? He's 3,000 miles away in another city on a team in another freaking division. Like, like really? Like, as you know what? As I stated, if Trevor Bauer, like Trevor Bauer's running his mouth right now online, I'd like to see Trevor Bauer run his mouth to Noah Syndergaard like this when the Dodgers play the Mets. And that's another thing, too. Like, so now, oh, that's great. That's going to be fun when the Dodgers have to go play the Mets now when Bauer's, like, jackass loudmouth is on the hill, right? That's going to be, like, an instant loss. Bauer doesn't handle pressure well. You know what I'm saying? Although, I tell you what, can you imagine Noah Syndergaard versus now Trevor Bauer? Wow. That's going to be big-time stuff, and there's going to be fans allowed. There's going to be fans allowed in New York too. Limited fans, but still. I got to tell you, Bauer, you were bitching and whining about fans. You said chasing me in a hallway in a hotel. You better keep your head up in New York because there will be fans chasing you, but they're not going to want your autograph. And there's probably a couple of NYPD cops that you'll be looking for security. They don't like you either. Man, one of the greatest sports photos ever of all time. Great, great shot. I love to find it. It was New York Post, New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls, you know, heyday, NBA glory days, Ewing, Jordan, playoffs, Garden. And the Bulls are coming out of their hotel in Manhattan. And it's a still shot. It's on the front page type thing. They're coming out of there. They're coming out of the hotel, the Bulls players. And there's a mass of people outside, all right? But, you know, they have it, like, gated. You know what I mean? There's, like, sort of, like, you know, a little gate. You know, like the barrier. Not a fence, but a barrier, right? So the players can walk, and there's a bunch of cops there, NYPD. And the fans are hostile, man. They're not asking Jordan for his autograph. The Bulls coming out. They're like, you guys effing suck, F you. And, like, people are, like, really, like, getting in the Bulls' faces, all right? And there's a bunch of, like, cops there and stuff. And there's one of the cops with his middle finger right into the Bulls players' faces. It's like, yeah, so I'm just saying, you're a player, you're protected by these cops, and the cops are telling you, yeah, you don't suck at Chicago. We hate
you. Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You too. Well, they hated them because the Bulls always beat them. All right, speaking of NBA basketball, let's talk some Brooklyn Nets basketball. Big game coming up this weekend.
To be honest,
we should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anchor management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. You know what else is continuing? The Brooklyn Nets West Coast road trip. Another night, another win. Let's bring in the New York Daily News, Christian Winfield, to break it down. What's up, Christian? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this L.A. sunlight, man. It's a nice little get away from New York, I'm not going to lie. How you doing?
Yeah, some good timing for you, man, as far as the weather is concerned on the East Coast and pretty much everywhere. And as I stated earlier in the week, man, I follow you on Twitter. I'm getting a little jealous that Southwest Tex-Mex cuisine. Now I know you're soaking it up in L.A. You're going to record stores, man. You've had as good of a road trip as the Nets have had.
Man, listen, man, it's just part of the job, man. A little work perks. You got to enjoy yourself here and there. But I will tell you this. I did not expect Phoenix to have the Mexican food that they had, man. That stuff knocked my socks off, man. I didn't know what to do with myself after that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I didn't expect the Nets to have the game that they had against Phoenix either. Down by massive points. It was crazy line moves in that game, too, because overnight, Phoenix were favored by 2.5 points, and then it's announced that Kyrie Irving isn't going to play, and then everybody from Vegas to New Jersey and everywhere else in between all starts hammering Phoenix, and then Brooklyn comes back, And then Brooklyn handles their business once again against the Los Angeles Lakers. One thing I'll say, Christian, it's impressive to me about what Brooklyn's doing is how they're winning in different ways. You know what? They clamp down. We play a low-scoring game. We won. You know, we win 109-98. We get into a track meet. We win. And they're doing it with different lineups every night. It's actually pretty impressive.
You know, it's weird to call it beauty, but that's the beauty of kind of this season. You know, when you've got guys who are missing games because of the health and safety protocol, when you've got guys who are missing games due to injury, due to personal family reasons, due to the need for a mental health break, you know, there's so much uncertainty. And this isn't just with the Nets. It's with every team, right? Every team has guys going down for different reasons. But not every team is positioning themselves to make a championship run, like, right? Like, not every team has that as a realistic goal. The Nets do. And they understand that, hey, you know, Kevin might not be here this game. Kyrie might not be here this game. DeAndre might not be here this game. But we've still got enough talent to give ourselves a chance to win. And you, as you've said, and as you've seen over these five games in a row that the Nets have won, different lineups, different rotations, different guys on the floor, different guys available. And we saw it yesterday, you know, it was just James and Kyrie, no Kevin, and they still found a way to get it done. Granted, the Lakers didn't have Anthony Davis or Dennis Schroeder, but I mean, when you've got to deal with a guy like LeBron and you don't have Kevin Durant out there, that's not going to be a walk in the park. And that just goes to show how kind of the Nets team has grown. You know, when you go back to the beginning of the season, and this is before the James Harden trade, there's so many different new players on this team because you're welcoming Kevin Durant, you're welcoming Kyrie Irving. Then you've got Bruce Brown and Landry Shamet. Now you've got a bunch of other guys who are trying to figure out how they fit in. And now I think guys are starting to understand exactly where it is that they fit, right? They fit as the supplementary pieces alongside whatever star is on the floor. In Phoenix, it was just James Harden. Last night, it was, I mean, Kyrie didn't have the best game, but he was still there. And it was Kyrie and James. And these guys are just learning how to play with each other. And it's still a process. You know, you talk to guys and say, hey, you know, we still don't think we've arrived. They're trying to, you know, build something bigger than just a five-game winning streak, obviously. But when you see the way that they're able to win some of these games, especially the way they've been able to do it on the defensive end of the ball, it's really impressive. And I mean, it's definitely a good sign for this team for sure.
Christian Winfield, the New York Daily News, with us. And, you know, as far as the injuries are concerned, this is almost the year, isn't it? It's like no excuses. Everybody's got somebody out, right? Oh, like, you know, Milwaukee. You know, Milwaukee's like, oh, Jrue Holiday was out. You know, it's not. Well, so was Kyle Lowry. And he's pretty important right to the Raptors. He wasn't there either. But basketball is such that sport, isn't it, Christian? That's what I love about it. It's next man up. And I've got that feel about the NBA this year that it's like, yo, bro, you're going to get a chance this year. You're going to get 18 minutes. Go out there and show us what you can do. And I love it. There's so many players that are just stepping up for teams. So let me ask you, Christian, and obviously you've seen James Harden play hundreds of times without him being a member of the team that that you cover. But now that you've seen him up close, now that you've covered James Harden for a little while, is there something about his game? Is there something about him that you didn't know before? What has surprised you? What did you know or didn't know about James Harden's game that you see now?
That's a great question. I wouldn't necessarily say it's things that I didn't know, but maybe there are things that you take for granted until you have a chance to watch it consistently in person, right? And being able to watch James Harden in person, number one, some of the passes he makes are just ridiculous. And yes, they're ridiculous on TV, but when you see how difficult some of those passes are in person and how easy he's doing them, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay, well, of course he's going to be the point guard, and Kyrie, you're going to shift over to the two because this guy is a ridiculous passer. But on top of that, it's just, you know, the attention that he commands from a defense, it frees up everybody else. I was talking to Tim and Taylor Wawu-Cabarro about that last night. This guy hits five threes. Tim hits five threes. I'm like, hey, you know, how does having James Harden help you out? Then he goes, yo, there is so much attention on him or on Kyrie or on KD that, like, guys, that the defense has to respect them. So if I can come in and just hit open shots, you know, I'm going to have a night like tonight, like last night, where he has 15 points. So it's really just, it's kind of a trickle-down effect, right? You've got all these offensive stars, and really all of them, when you had to, it's a difference between having two and three. Right now that you have three, or ideally once Kevin comes back, you kind of have to pick your poison. And now if you can also have poison in the form of role players who are going to knock down shots because you can't help off of them, right, it makes the Nets offense just that much more difficult to check. So I mean, yes, James Harden is a passer. It is amazing. Yes, him as a scorer is amazing as well. But how that also impacts the other guys, the role players on the team, that's probably something I wasn't anticipating. I was anticipating Euro steps, step back threes, and he's done all that. But he's also been able to make the rest of his teammates better.
Christian Winfield with us, and one of the shooters that took advantage of this is Joe Harris, although he really doesn't need anybody's help to be a great shooter. But man, 6 of 7, bro. 6 of freaking 7 from downtown, man, for Joe Harris.
Man, it's business as usual for Joe, man. I mean, this is just I'm curious as to whether he's going to enter the three-point shootout this year, because he was one of the Nets players who were more outspoken about not actually going. I asked him about it, actually. I said, hey, you know, because I asked him about it when the All-Star game had just been announced as a possibility, and I spoke to him. I asked him, he goes, hey, you know, it has nothing to do with me because I'm probably not going to be an All-Star. And then I followed up with him when there were reports surfacing of, hey, there's going to be a three-point shootout either at halftime before the game. What do you think about it? And he goes, well, I wish well to all the participants. And I'm like, okay, well, what exactly does that mean? You know, you are, well, you're shooting lights out like this, but does that mean you're going to go, you're not going to go? We don't know yet. But he should be in it, all right? This is a guy who, if Joe Harris has an open look at a three, you might as well count it as going in. And the way he's getting his shots off now, this started in the Orlando bubble last year when they had to play the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs, because they knew the quality of their looks at that Raptors defense was going to give up. They were going to get largely contested three-point shots. They're just going to have to shoot them anyway, right? Because you're not going to get better looks than that against the Raptors. Now you've got Joe Harris, who was practicing shooting contested threes in a playoff scenario, now shooting threes in transition, shooting spot-up threes, shooting catch-and-shoot threes with defenders closing out, and he's knocking down because that's what he had to do last year. And it's just, we're seeing the growth of this guy, right? He's not just a shooter. He's a guy who can put the ball on the floor now, get to the rim, and he can make that pass. You know, we've watched his game grow, but it grows because, you know, the defense has to respect him. It's about 25 feet, 28 feet now. It's crazy. It's fun to watch him, too. You know, he's just running around. He's having so much fun with the game. Guys love to watch him play. This team is having a lot of fun, man. And Joe is kind of at the middle of it as well.
When you've got guys that can shoot as good as Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant, you better be a damn good shooter. Because, otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're going to trust you and say, hey, I'll just do this myself. But he is that good. And I've always been a big Joe Harris fan. You know, I've been fascinated by it. I've always been fascinated by the Nets, bro. You know, we were doing our show out of Studio 34 for a couple of years, and then the pandemic hit, and right. I love the Atkinson Nets. I love the D'Angelo Russell. Yeah. Like, when it started to grow, and Harris and LeVert and Dinwiddie, just the chemistry that they had. You know, and I wondered about that. Like, I was like, oh, man, now they're all a star team and stuff. And I sort of thought of Joe. He's kind of the last one there. You know, I know Spencer's still there, but he's hurt. You know what I mean? And then Joe Harris had to be thinking, where do I fit in, man, with all these superstars, man? They don't need to pass me the ball. They can shoot the three, too.
You know, I think it's kind of the opposite. Whenever you have stars like that, you've got to have at least one knockdown shooter on the floor. Yeah. At least one guy who you know, if he's wide open, that thing's going in, right? I'm thinking Danny Green. I'm thinking Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm thinking every championship team has that one guy who that superstar. Exactly. Whoever you are, every team has that guy. And Joe is that guy for this team. You know, at the beginning of the year, before the Nets pulled off the Harden deal, everybody's like, oh, who's going to be the third star? Who's going to be the third star? Is it going to be Karis? I had Vince Carter tell me it was going to be DeAndre Jordan. You know, you never know who it's going to be, but when you have a spot-up shooter like that you absolutely cannot help off of ever, because you know if that shot is even a little bit open, it's going in, he's as important to this team's success as anybody else. Now, I mean, anybody else not named Kevin Durant, right, or James Harden, or Kyrie Irving, obviously those are your top three, but anybody else on that team, you've got to – that's Joe Harris. That's a guy who really helps this offense go, because without him, you know, now you're kind of taking a chance. Yes, Timothy Luwawu-Cabarrot made 5 out of 8 threes last night, but the next night he might go 1 for 4. You know, we've seen inconsistency across a lot of these shooters on this roster, except from Joe, and that's kind of where his importance lies. It's inconsistency.
Listen, we've got about a minute or two left here, so let me ask you, everybody – everybody's got Brooklyn penciled in into the Eastern Conference Finals, at least. Some people the finals. I don't like to get too ahead of ourselves. A lot of things can happen in the playoffs. But let me ask you, let's say Eastern Conference Finals, I ask you now, Brooklyn versus who? Or is it Brooklyn? Do you see Brooklyn? But Brooklyn versus who? It's kind of a debate right now. We see Milwaukee, you know, having a hard time. I think Philadelphia are legit with Doc Rivers on the sideline right now. I tell you, Toronto isn't as flashy. They don't have the sexy record, but bro, I wouldn't want to play those guys in a 7-game series. They got a lot of tough dudes on that team. How do you think they definitely do?
Honestly, I think it's going to end up being the Sixers and the Nets in a 7-game series in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Sixers have just been so sharp, and honestly, I think they pose the biggest threat to the Nets because Joel Embiid, not only is he playing like an MVP right now, he's also playing the position that the Nets have the toughest time defending, right? And there's nobody on that roster that can stop that, man. If you're telling me DeAndre Jordan has a chance, I'm sorry, DJ, if you're listening to this, I love you, but my money's on Joel Embiid every time. That man is a beast. And the Nets also have an issue defending big men who can space out the floor, and Embiid is out here shooting threes better this year, too. It's great. And on top of that, you've got a kind of a roster that's tailor-made. I wouldn't say tailor-made to stop the Nets, but when you look at them, Ben Simmons is one of the better defenders that we have in this league. He can check anybody on this Nets team. And then you've got other guys on that team that can light it up. You've got Tobias Harris, who's playing pretty well this year. You know, and they've just got a very deep roster. And you have a championship-caliber head coach in Doc Rivers. So I love what Philly's doing. But at the end of the day, it's always going to boil down to who has more stars, who has the best player on the floor, right? And the best player on the floor in any series, in my opinion, is probably going to be Kevin Durant because of what he can do on both ends of the floor. So it's going to be interesting. I do think it's going to end up being a Nets-Sixers Eastern Conference Finals. And in that type of finals, I would take the Nets, not because I cover them, but because I think they just have too much star power. But I would love to see that series. And I guess I would love to see them play the Bucks too, but I think the Bucks have some things they need to sort out on their own before they can even think about dealing with one of those two teams.
Hey, Christian, we've got to get out of here. Christian Winfield, New York Daily News. Thanks for the time, bro.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
24/7, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I got to tell you, it's been quite a week. It's been quite a grind. Today has been quite the roller coaster today. Our day started in the morning, and I know better not to look at emails early in the morning because I'm not like an angry morning person, but I guess I am because I don't deal well with things early in the morning. So, you know, I start off with like company emails and, you know, production type of quarrels. Not about this show, actually, but... you know, whatever. It's just all part of the business. And I do the show well, but I don't deal with like that stuff well. I hate conference calls. I hate meetings. I hate talking to people during the day. I'm a busy man. I don't have time for this crap. All right. So it's been one of those days. The game time decisions. Cam was like still like hung over from some like crazy ass bender that he was on. Although it was pretty funny. It's been one thing after another. I swear to God, too, I think putting together this best of thing is more annoying than doing a live show. I swear to God, like, oh, what date is this? What interview with that? And like, suddenly it's like, I got to put together a show. Thank God we got Matias and Cardano, Yang and the crew doing it. But then we had to start to think, all right, what guest are we going to do? What day was that guy on? Like, dear God. So basically, I'm getting hammered. As soon as the show is over, I'm getting hammered. That's that. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm not this evening. Might have a few drinks tomorrow, Matias, during the UFC. No, tomorrow night, watch the games. That Heat-Laker game. Heat-Lakers. That'll be good stuff. We got the Nets and Lakers later in the weekend as well. So, you know, big stuff. Thanks to Christian Winfield. Check me out on Twitter, guys, at SportsRage. I'll be posting my college basketball picks in the morning. But I'll tell you, I am taking the over in an early game here with Kentucky and the Volunteers. You know, Kentucky are 6-1 to the over in the last 7 games. Tennessee are 4-2 to the over in their last 6. It's a moderate number at $134.5. We can get it thanks to Steve Merrill, Tony Finn, Christian Winfield. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.